Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
I am very pleased, and we are very blessed to be able to introduce to you Father Anthony Okolo, who has just arrived from Long Island, New York, to be with us for a year, and will be here in residence with me at the cathedral as he enters a year of studies for clinical pastoral education, which is, of course, what leads him to be a chaplain, a hospital chaplain, which we are very much in need of in our hospitals this day. So we welcome him with a warm South Texas welcome. And Father, it is great to have you here. So welcome, and I hope you enjoy your stay with us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to hear the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
you came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, his Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
The first reading is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, you, son of man, I have appointed watchmen for the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me. If I tell the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade the wicked from his way, the wicked shall die for his guilt, but I will hold you responsible for his death. But if you warn the wicked, trying to turn him from his way, and he refuses to turn from his way, he shall die for his guilt, but you shall save yourself. This is the word of the Lord.
Ojalá escuchen hoy su voz, no endurezcan su corazón, no endurezcan su corazón. Ojalá escuchen hoy su voz, no endurezcan su corazón, no endurezcan su corazón. Vengan, aclamemos al Señor, demos vítores al roque que nos salva. Entremos a su presencia dándole gracias, aclamándolo con cantos. Ojalá escuchen hoy su voz, no endurezcan su corazón, no endurezcan su corazón. Escuchen hoy su voz, no endurezcan el corazón como en Meriba, como en el día de Masa en el desierto, cuando sus padres me pusieron a prueba y me tentaron, aunque habían visto mis obras. Ojalá escuchen hoy su voz, no endurezcan su corazón, no endurezcan su corazón.
Mm-hmm.
Segunda lectura. Cumplir perfectamente la ley consiste en amor. Lectura de la carta del apóstol San Pablo a los romanos. Hermanos, no tengan con nadie otra deuda que la del amor mutuo, porque el que ama al prójimo ha cumplido ya toda la ley. En efecto, los mandamientos que ordenan: no cometerás adulterio, no robarás, no matarás, no darás falso testimonio, no codiciarás, y todos los otros se resumen en este: amarás a tu prójimo como a ti mismo, pues quien ama a su prójimo no le causa daño a nadie. Así pues, cumplir perfectamente la ley consiste en amar. Palabra de Dios.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. To you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. You know, as I looked over the readings this weekend, usually I do this, I try to come up with a theme, okay? A major thread that runs through all of the readings. And today's readings, to me, when I broke them apart, it has a common thread, and that thread is love. Love, especially in St. Paul's letter. And so right now you're probably asking yourself, how in the world does he get love from all three readings? Maybe from St. Paul, but all three? Well, first of all, I'm not talking about the love that comes to mind when we hear that word, love. In Greek, the word that comes to our mind that we most associate with this word love is, in Greek, it's called eros. Eros. That love between spouses, or what we would call romantic love. I'm not talking about that love. And I'm also not talking about the other Greek word called philios. Philios is the love that friends have for one another. No, when I talk about love in today's homily, I'm talking about agape. Or in Greek, they would say agape. The love of God for man and man for God. And my friends, that's what we're called to do, as we are directed by the Old Testament lesson from the prophet Ezekiel and also from St. Matthew's Gospel. We're called to witness to our brethren when the gospel values around us are distorted or even ignored. And if you don't believe that, just look around today. And so this gospel message is not just for 2,000 years ago, or even further back from the prophet Ezekiel. It's for today, here and now. We are called to agape. St. Paul, in our second reading to the Romans, sums it up with those seven very powerful words right at the end of his letter. Right at the end of this passage of his letter. Love is the fulfillment of the law. I think you'll agree with me. Probably one of the most difficult things to do in life is to correct another person out of agape, out of love. We'll always correct them out of bitterness, out of vindictiveness, out of revenge. That's easy to do. But out of love, out of agape, very tough. Because when we deal with someone who we feel has wronged us, and this is very important, we must first realize that all of us offend others at times. We all do, including myself, big time. We misjudge others at times. We take advantage of others at times. You see, if we can come to recognize our own brokenness and our own lack of love toward others, then possibly we can find it much easier to deal with the brokenness and lack of love in other human beings. Ezekiel was told by the Lord, in our first reading, he was told by the Lord to go correct others. And you know what Ezekiel said? Just like I would say, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. You do it. But then God told him bluntly, Ezekiel, maybe he called him Zeke, I don't know. If you don't tell them, you yourself will be responsible for their deaths. You yourself will be responsible for their deaths. This is really strong language. But it's so desperately needed in today's feel-good, go-along culture. And you know what I'm talking about. Our culture, which includes many Catholics who are not willing to speak out against horrible acts of random violence against innocent human beings, including those living in their mother's wombs. Those who have no one to speak for them, no one to protect them, no one to protest for them, for their precious lives. How about their lives? Clearly, our culture and even many Catholics are not comfortable saying that out loud. But that's not our only challenge in our society today. That's only one example. We have many challenges. You can just turn on the TV and see. challenges in the way we discuss our political differences, challenges in our racial differences, challenges even in our desires for money and power as a means of controlling others. You see, sometimes we can sleepwalk. We can develop a live and let live mentality, especially about things pertaining to morality. And we're all guilty of this. And again, I say I'm just as guilty as anyone. We do it so often to avoid conflict, because conflict can make us feel uneasy. None of us want conflict. But the byproduct of this type of behavior is that we begin to live a life avoiding all conflict. And the result is that we start to create a society that is unrecognizable, a society that is ruled by mob thinking, even if that thinking creates a way of being that is contrary to the gospel, contrary to our beliefs, contrary to gospel values. Repeating St. Paul again, love is the fulfillment of the law. The readings are a powerful teaching of love when you think about it. When we have to witness to somebody the truth, we do it out of love. And do it in the right way. That's something that's very difficult but very powerful. And if we don't correct those who are misguided, I say you cannot be loving them. You cannot agape. You cannot love them that way. Looking at St. Matthew's gospel passage, it spells out, if you remember Matthew, how to deal with a neighbor or a friend who has wronged us. About going to him personally and then taking a couple of witnesses and then going through the church. But it's not as simple as it appears. And why? Because it works both ways. Both ways. First and foremost, we must ask, how can I bring about reconciliation and healing? How can I bring this about without actually having a very deep awareness about the truth of the entire situation? Not just a piece of it, but the entire truth. In other words, what part did I myself play in whatever rift there is between you and whomever? And my friends, most of the time, we're probably going to see that we ourselves are part and parcel of the problem. It's only when we can see the plank in our own eye that we can help our friends remove the splinter from theirs. In other words, clean up your own house first. So, my friends, our first challenge, if we want to live this gospel message of agape, is to accept that all of us are broken and need correction. And then, and only then, in this context, can we see God's love. And then living in God's love, we ourselves might be able to witness the gospel to our own culture and to those around us. Beginning with our own family members. Health and happiness to each and every one of you, and may God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
May we now profess our faith. I believe in one God, maker of heaven and earth, of all these things, visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of Father, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
May reach out and assist our brothers in reconciling with God and each other. Let us pray to the Lord. Por los líderes de las naciones, para que aumente su sabiduría y busquen caminos pacíficos para resolver sus diferencias, y todo resulte en beneficio de los pueblos que se les han confiado. Rogemos al Señor. For those who work for a living, that they may receive a just wage for their labors, and for those who are unemployed or underemployed, that they may not lose heart, let us pray to the Lord. Por nuestra comunidad parroquial, para que siempre acoja a las personas que vienen con una sed espiritual y a aquellos suyos corazones buscan una reconciliación. Rogamos al Señor. That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of this Mass, for the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Adelia G. Alvarez and Mary Sarate, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Loving God, grant us the will to listen for your voice and the grace to recognize it as we strive to follow you. Hear the prayers we offer and grant them according to your will, through Christ our Lord.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that our sacrifice and yours, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hand. Praise the Lord. For our good and for the good of the Holy Church.
O God, who give us the gifts of true prayer and of peace, graciously grant that through this offering we may do fitting homage to your divine majesty, and by partaking of the sacred mystery, we may be faithfully united in mind and heart through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For through this, his Paschal mystery, he accomplished the marvelous deed by which he has freed us from the yoke of sin and death, summoning us to the glory of being now called a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for your own possession, to proclaim everywhere your mighty works, for you have called us out of darkness into your own wonderful light. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the host and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray. That with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, we say to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace.
Peace. Peace. This is Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
our prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Grant that you are faithful, O Lord, whom you nourish and endow with life, through the food of your word and heavenly sacrament, may so benefit from your beloved Son's great gifts that we may merit an eternal share in his life, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. And may the mighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Gracias.